Force Young Bill.
Our next guest has had a very long romantic relationship with one of us, and Wendy, you know him too.
Hey guys.
Hi, Jimmy.
Jimmy Mack on the line. Rebel Force Radio is, of course, covering Star Wars Celebration 2019. It opens today, correct?
That's correct.
Have you been there yet?
I actually have. I was there yesterday during the exhibitor setup, and I was helping a friend of mine lug a bunch of boxes into the convention center so he can, at the it's the Norse Legion booth, and he sells Star Wars jewelry, like pennants, and
nice.
He sells glasses. He has an Alec Guinness pint glass.
Oh.
So instead
of Guinness,
you can think of Obi-Wan.
Oh.
I bet the Guinness people are going to get in touch with him pretty soon.
Oh, well, you know, so you were saying the convention?
Yes. So what is the big thing that everybody's
impressive.
Looking forward to? I don't remember when the last celebration or where it was, I guess I should say. But what is the big thing everybody's excited about this year?
Okay, this is mostly turned into a biannual event. The last one was 2017 in Orlando, and that was to promote Star Wars The Last Jedi. This convention, I think the prime focus of everyone's attention is Star Wars Episode 9, which opens in December. And so tomorrow morning, they're going to have the first big major panel. That's what they call these big shows they do, where they get together cast and crew members. And tomorrow, the first big one's going to happen in the Wintrust Arena to talk about Star Wars Episode 9.
Do you think anyone will show up to this, Jimmy? Will anyone come to this, do you think?
You know, I think people will trickle in.
Yep.
Seriously, I mean, people are people have been suffering great anxiety, wondering whether or not they'd be able to get into this this big Episode 9 panel.
Mm. There was
so
a lottery
the audience
for
members
it.
Were chosen. Yes, the audience members were chosen via lottery. And so tomorrow we expect to see our first footage from the film, perhaps the first trailer.
Predictions? Any predictions of who we'll see or anything? I want to test you on this.
Well, I think J.J. Abrams has been confirmed, and he will be on stage with Lucasfilm President Kathleen Kennedy. Cast members have not been announced who's going to be appearing at that panel tomorrow morning, but I would expect to see luminaries like Daisy Ridley, Oscar Isaac, John Boyega, and maybe Mark Hamill.
Oh, big names.
What about Childish Gambino?
No, I don't think because Donald Glover, who is a.k.a. Childish Gambino, he played Lando Calrissian in the Solo film, which came out last year. So if he showed up, that would be a huge surprise.
Sure. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I just saw Mark Hamill said, I'm sure you're all already aware of this, Jimmy, but Mark Hamill just said that the one big mistake that they made with the latest Star Wars movies was that they never reunited Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, and Princess Leia. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that? They should have at some point, right?
A friend of mine likes to say it was like reuniting the Beatles, but having them seen back up in a boy band.
Oh, wow.
You know, yeah. So because we had this opportunity to reunite these iconic characters and get them all back together and provide the chemistry that really made this whole franchise take off. The
chemistry opportunity.
Between Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, and Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
What did they do? They made Mark Hamill a hermit, hiding away from everyone. They killed off Han Solo, Harrison Ford's character.
What?
And of course, you know, spoiler
alert.
Oh, man.
But, and then, of course, you know, we lost Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
So you're going to be hard pressed to provide that reunion of those three great actors.
Absolutely.
And their characters.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, they find some footage that they shot maybe for Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, and find a way to reincorporate that into this film.
Maybe.
Because they have said Carrie Fisher will be a presence in this film, and it's not going to be some sort of special effects trickery. Well, I'm sure they're going to have to involve some of that to to bring her character to life. But it's not like she's going to be in one of those realistic animated things. It's
right.
going to be actual Carrie footage that they shot 4 years ago.
Jimmy Mack on the line with us. He and his partner, as I like to call him, Jason Swank, do Rebel Force Radio. You can find it at rebelforceradio.com. We're also here on WGN Plus. I wanted to ask you, and I know this irritates you when I say this, so the first three movies were not in chronological order. The second three were the first, right? So what are these? What is episode 9? Where are we on the timeline here?
Okay, well, these are legitimate sequels okay. to the original trilogy.
Oh.
So first, George Lucas put out the original trilogy starting in 1977 with Star Wars. He then realized that he had such a backstory developed for these characters that he sort of rebranded the first film as Episode 4. So back in when we were kids going to the theaters and they would re-release Star Wars, all of a sudden it opened up with this new title that said Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. And wait a second, what are we missing here?
Mm-hmm.
But Lucas did say he had this backstory, so he wanted to provide himself the opportunity to actually build out his saga as a serial, like the Flash Gordon and the Buck Rogers serials that he watched when he was a kid, which were all chapter by chapter. And so that really encouraged him then to find a way to go back and create those first three parts.
So we
knew of their existence before they existed.
And then, so the timeline now, this follows the third original movie?
Yeah, so everything happens starting with 2015's The Force Awakens, happens approximately three decades after the events of 1983's Return of the Jedi. So these are direct sequels to the original trilogy.
Jimmy, let's talk about what's going on at Disney theme parks. They will each have, in Disneyland and in Disney World, a separate area, a Star Wars-themed area. All I've seen is pictures and some video. It looks astonishing. You've seen the same thing I've seen, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be incredible. Opening first at Disneyland in Anaheim this summer, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge will be the first ever Star Wars theme park. And it's the largest expansion of the original Disneyland park. And from what we've seen, it looks incredible. The Millennium Falcon will be there, life-size. You will walk onto the Millennium Falcon, and you will fly the Millennium Falcon. I mean, it is going to be amazing. They're also developing another ride called Rise of the Resistance, which promises to be one of the most expansive and technologically advanced theme park rides ever created. The entire ride will take you through an adventure of the Star Wars universe that will last almost a half an hour.
Wow.
When does this open?
So this opens in Disney this summer. Rise of the Resistance will open at a later date. They don't have that ride ready for the grand opening. And then it'll open in Orlando at the end of the summer.
But Disney's being tricky on who they let in, right? You have to stay at one of their themed hotels in order to get in early, right?
Yeah, I think I heard you have to make reservations and things like that. There will be a Star Wars themed hotel that will be attached to the Orlando park, and that will take you directly from the hotel into the park itself. Absolutely immersive. You'll be surrounded by Star Wars 24/7 during your stay.
And would you want to do that? Because I'll stay home.
Whoa. Uh-oh.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And they said they're taking it to a level where you won't even just be yourself. You'll be a character in the Star Wars universe with the potential that bounty hunters might be trying to come after you while you're staying there, right?
Really? Because that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just call that Tuesday.
You're used to that.
All right. And if you are listeners of Rebel Force Radio, you were lucky enough to purchase tickets to go to a podcast that you're doing tonight at Reggie's, in the music joint at Reggie's. And then you have another podcast on Saturday night. But these have been sold out for a while, huh?
Yeah, we're pretty pleased. They sold out relatively quickly, and looking forward to seeing Star Wars fans from all over the globe at our event and, of course, the big convention at McCormick Place.
Jimmy, what do you think is the most quotable line in Star Wars history?
Well, may the Force be with you is probably the one that everyone thinks of. I mean, that transcends the film and, you know, I mean, really has wide, you know, people have widespread knowledge of that line. It's, you know, it ranks up there with some of the greatest lines in cinema history, you know. Frankly, you know, I don't give a damn, and, you know, make him an offer he can't refuse, and Godfather. You know, I mean, these are lines, these are lines that people just know, follow the yellow brick road. You know, they're just, I think, may the Force be with you is one of those rare moments of dialogue that just becomes part of the pop culture fabric, and people just know it whether they know Star Wars or not.
Sure.
We talked to a listener earlier, and I said, may the Force be with you, and he said something back. What is the proper line? Because, Bill, you thought it was an also with you, but it isn't.
I thought it an also with you.
What are you supposed to say when someone says...
What are you doing?
And with your spirit?
I think, you know, I think there is a moment in Star Wars Episode 3 where Ewan McGregor, as Obi-Wan Kenobi, says to Hayden Christensen, Anakin Skywalker, he says, you know, may the Force be with you. And then Anakin responds, may the Force be with you, Master. So, you know, it kind of, I think you just respond in kind.
Jimmy, Wendy gets very excited when you use the actual character voices.
No, I'm fine
she
with it.
I saw a tingle come over her.
Oh, she loves it. Yeah. She loves it.
Jimmy Mack, you know what? I do love it because it brings family together. There's a sweet story that maybe you should tell. When Michael was little, we have an old house, and going to a different portion of the house without us when he was very little kind of frightened him. So what did he do?
Yeah, so Michael would venture off into those shadowy corners of the house by himself, and he just needed the comfort of knowing we were around, and he could hear our voices. So he would yell, Dad, who's your favorite Star Wars character today? And the challenge was always for me to answer a different character every day without ever repeating.
Sure.
And but this went on for probably 5 years.
He still does it. I got to tell you, like when you're
ran out of characters,
He's still like, if he doesn't see you, he'll text you. He still asks you what's your favorite Star Wars
character.
So
Jimmy, you're just really making it like you're going, Potsy Weber. We're just yelling stuff like that now.
Ralph Mouse.
Right.
All right. And finally, someone has texted, and this is a really great question. Is there a proper viewing order for new generations? Going in order from episode 1 through 9, what order do you recommend?
Yeah, I don't understand how this has become such a huge topic because, you know, there is debate because some fans like to watch it in the order that they were historically released, which would be 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3. And then other people like to watch them in the actual order numerically, you know, and I think that's the preference of George Lucas himself.
In order.
I mean, listen, here's what my response is going to be. Who cares? Who has the time to sit there and watch 9 movies in a row? Typically, you watch one movie at a time. But I get the argument. The argument comes from when you're introducing someone to the story. Someone who's never seen Star Wars before, what's the best way to approach that? You know, they both have their pluses and minuses. I think the story plays out a little bit more straightforward when you watch in order, but then you lose some of those great reveals, like in Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
No spoilers.
Please.
Uh-oh. No, there are people who just are mad about your Han Solo comment, and they're
I'm one of them.
No need to watch it anymore. Be careful. That's all. And, you know, I know that you love Star Wars and you've made a podcast, Rebel Force Radio. Bill is a big fan of The Godfather. How's your Godfather cast going?
Oh, pretty good.
And now I'm just going to ask you, you love The Godfather. What order do you watch that in?
I like Jimmy's saying with Star Wars, I like it in chronological order, but people go, no, you got to watch it.
Well, you know, Coppola had all those flashbacks in Godfather 2.
Right.
And then he took it and removed those flashbacks and placed them at the beginning of the movie and edited them all together.
Yep.
So they play out, you know, in that chronological
order. I like it that way.
Well, Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father.
Oh, Jimmy.
Why would he do that?
When all right, when I first showed Dylan Empire Strikes Back when he was a little kid, he said he knew that. And I said, how do you know? He said, robot chicken. See, there are just things in Star Wars
that has
become ingrained in pop culture. People know this stuff.
Well, now they do, yeah. All right, well, I'm a Star Wars widow for the weekend, although I'll see you tonight at Reggie's. And yep.
I thought David Crosby was his father till just now. Boy, was I wrong. I couldn't have been more wrong.
You're going to be doing a couple of podcasts that people can find at RebelForceRadio.com and also at WGN Plus as well.
So WGN Plus.
We'll see you later. May the Force be with you.
And also with you, Master.
He called me Master.
I feel
like
so dirty right now.
Thank you, Jim.
I can't believe it.
See you guys.
Wow.
That was the closest I've ever going to come to role playing.
I know.
Ever. And I'm not dressed up.
No, I know. I didn't even want to bring up with him the fact that I thought all three prequels were trash.
Is he still on?
No, don't. Because it'll burst him. It really will.
He, a lot of people have said that.
I know.
And, you know, here's the thing. When you have a passion for something and you love it, sometimes you don't have a realistic view of what's happened because you love it so much.
Right.
You know?
Right. But I don't want to, I mean...
A lot
for
of people have said
that.
They discuss it on Rebel Force Radio a lot, that there are people that call that say, what's up with that? And Jar Jar Binks was a racist and all this stuff.
Yeah.
They discuss everything.
They do.
So,
all right.
I may be part of the podcast because it's nice to have like a civilian involved every once in a while.
To keep things right. Yeah. All right. We'll take a break and then there's more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.